Edition here on WYLL. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Jim.
And this is Morning Edition on WYLL. The time is 8:49.
I'm Illinois Public Media's Todd Gleason in with a look at what's been happening in the agricultural markets. This is the way the numbers are trading at this hour, or actually traded overnight, and are now trading in Chicago. Wheat futures are up about 9.5 cents. Corn futures are up around 4 for the day. Bean futures 9 to 11 higher. Bean meal is up 5.40. Bean oil down about 55 cents. Live cattle down 40 cents. Feeder cattle are 67.5 lower, and the lean hogs on the day are down 52.5 cents. In the overnight trade, the national average basis for the corn was unchanged at 19 under the July futures contract. The national corn index down 3 cents at $3.42 a bushel, according to DTN. The national average basis for the soybeans a penny stronger at 32 under the July contract. The national soybean index down 8 cents at $9.05 per bushel.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, the overnight weather was pretty rocky, about 2 6/10 inches at my home there in Mahomet. And it appears that about, and I have a brand new gauge, so I, roughly speaking, picked up about 0.8 inches. That fell in roughly 15 minutes, so it was a pretty quick drenching. Drew Lerner, not quite here yet, so we'll check in with him in a moment to see what's happening in that marketplace and the weather forecast. But again, let's go through the numbers really quickly as they're trading in detail now. Corn futures in the July contract at $3.64 are up 3.5 cents. September at $3.71 are 3.5 higher. That December contract at $3.81 now up 3. And the March futures at $3.92 1/4, 3.25 higher. July beans at $9.49 are up 11.5 cents at this hour. August up 9 cents at $9.33 1/2. And September at $9.23 3/4 up 7 3/4. November beans 9.23 8 3/4 higher, and the January at $9.30 up 8 1/4 cents. Bean meal futures at $3.10.40, they're 5.50 higher. Bean oil at $34.24 down 54 cents. Live cattle futures are now trading at 152.82 1/2. They're down 40. That actually a settlement price. Feeder cattle settled 67.5 lower, and lean hogs on the Friday afternoon. Of course, Monday they'll open a bit later. 52.5 cents at 81.67 1/2. The outside markets for the day show us crude oil at $58.45, down 69 cents. The RBOB gasoline at $2.04. That's 2 6/10 lower. And ethanol futures at $1.56 7/10, up 1 6/10. Natural gas at $2.66 7/10, that's 7 7/10 higher. And diesel fuel at $1.85 5/10 is down $1.03 for the day. Gold futures $1,167.80, down $7.10. And the U.S. dollar now at 95.84, that's down 0.45 for the afternoon. Of course, you're listening to the opening market report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media. You can always find us online at WILLAG.org. That's WILLAG.org. There we post all of our agricultural programming from the opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between.
Support comes from Stewart Peterson. Since 1985, Stewart Peterson has offered strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops dynamic strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. Information is available at stewart-peterson.com.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Well, we're still waiting for Drew Lerner, but in the mean space, Aaron Curtis is here from Midco out of Bloomington, Illinois, to help us along taking a look at the marketplace. Aaron, good morning to you. Thanks for being here today. Tell me about the trade and rainfall. I know I had quite a bit locally, about 2.6 in my gauge. The airport here, I think, had 9/10. Peoria had almost, they had a bit more than 3 inches. In fact, I saw that it looked like a record. How about there in the Bloomington area for you? And we'll try Aaron in just a bit again. He appears not to be around at the moment.
It's Feast Day of St. Boniface, patron saint of brewers. On this day in agricultural history in 1856, the first vegetarian community was established in Kansas by Henry Club, the leading advocate of vegetarianism in the U.S. Club wrote that his colony would preserve the principles of vegetarianism and would induce thousands of wavering citizens to, quote, adopt a system of diet so highly conducive to their happiness and well-being. The dream colony was named Octagon City. In 1876, foil-wrapped bananas were sold for a dime at the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia. Bananas became a popular treat for the first time in the U.S. when word spread about how delicious they were. In 1877, the U.S. Congress taxed oleomargarine to protect the dairy industry. The Margarine Act of 1886 was in response to a judicial ruling saying oleomargarine could not be banned from import or production. And in 1883, James and William Horlick developed the process to dehydrate milk, and they received a patent for it. They called the new powder malted milk. The original idea was to produce a milk product for babies and invalids that could be shipped without spoiling. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Okay, let's try Aaron from Midco again. Good morning to you, Aaron Curtis. How are you today? Well, that's an oddity of the marketplace, so we'll find out from Aaron just a bit later. Let's check in now and see if we have something that's loaded up from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. In fact, he has arrived.
Weather conditions across most of the Midwest this week will likely be well mixed with rain and sunshine, with one exception, and that'll be in the western Corn Belt, where some rain of persistence is likely to occur, causing some flood potentials to rise as we go through the week. Now, already in the past week, we've seen significant precipitation occur in southwestern portions of Iowa and some northeastern sections of Kansas, southeastern parts of Nebraska, northwestern Missouri. All of these areas are saturated and vulnerable to some flooding. The potential for more rain in this region is quite high as we go forward through the middle and latter parts of this week. Today and tomorrow might be a little bit drier biased. What's different, though, about this particular round of heavier rainfall is that it's not going to be confined to such a small region. It's going to impact many areas from Kansas and Nebraska through Iowa to Wisconsin. And so this small area in the southwest Corn Belt that's been too wet will obviously have some issues with flooding coming up this week, but there will also be a larger region of the western Corn Belt that may be vulnerable to flooding as well. We'll need to watch the situation fairly closely. For today and tomorrow, we're not expecting large amounts of rainfall to occur across these areas. In fact, a large part of the Midwest will see relatively typical weather for this time of the year, and that will be favorable as far as generating an environment that is wonderful for crop development. We will see some late-season field work occur around the shower activity, but the precipitation today and tomorrow is just not going to be very well organized, and we'll see progress made. The temperature bias all this week is going to be warm. We expect to see daily highs run mostly in the upper 70s through the 80s across a big part of the Midwest. There will be a couple of cooler days that will occur when the rainfall is greatest, and that will probably be later in the week. We'll also see some temperature extremes getting up over 90 degrees in some areas west and south south of the Missouri River and also near the Ohio River as we get out towards the latter part of this week. The warmth will help to stimulate quick drying conditions, which raises an interesting question or concern for the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. Rainfall in some of those areas was not very significant as we got through the weekend. Ohio, southern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky were dry, and it looks like they'll have opportunity for some rain this week, but if that rain tends to be a little bit erratic and light, eventually the warm temperatures will likely create an environment where it's going to be difficult for a significant increase in soil moisture to occur.
That, of course, is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Check out our website at willag.org. I promise we'll get Aaron Curtis there. It's just a Monday morning as we get started. We'll be back in just about an hour. We'll take a look at the marketplace. On this Monday, of course, Kurt Kimmel at Bates Commodities. This is willag.org and Illinois Public Media.
Good morning. 1 year ago, the world focused on ISIS as militants took the major Iraqi city of Mosul. We'll hear what life is like there now in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. People in Mosul say they're less afraid of ISIS than they are of a battle to push the militants out. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This hour, the conductor of Iraq's National Symphony Orchestra tells us why he's begun playing his cello among the ruins of deadly bombings. Elections in Mexico favor the party of an unpopular president. Plus, we'll profile a rising star in the U.S. women's soccer team and hear the big winners of Broadway's Tony Awards. It's Monday, June 8th, the birthday of Gabby Giffords, who turns 45. The news is next.